Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechta Shabbos Daf Pei. Hey, this is going to be an abbreviated session because I want to get this to you before Yontif. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the pasuk that teaches that the Rabbanan can be relied on to determine the fine points of horticulture is Lo Sasik Bul Re'echa Asher Gabu Rishonim. Do not move the boundary of your neighbor, which the early ones marked out. The pasuk is coming to teach that one should not encroach on the boundary that the early ones established for planting. Rashi explains that planting too close to the boundary will weaken a neighbor's field. It was said in the name of Yonasan that the early ones are those mentioned in the pasuk, El b'nei Seir ha-Chori Yoshvei Aretz. These are the sons of Seir, the Chori inhabitants of the land. Inhabitants of the land, Yoshvei Aretz teaches they knew which land was good for growing certain species. Chori teaches they could smell, merich in the land, to know which species to plant there. And Chivi teaches that they would taste the ground like a snake, like a chivya, to determine what is best to plant. Point number two, Ravasi said that the 6x6 dimensions of the garden patch mentioned in the Mishnah was referring to the internal area of the patch, excluding its borders, which were used for walkways. If the borders, which were typically a tefach wide, were included in the dimensions, that would only leave an area of 4x4 tefachim wide, and therefore, there would only be 2 tefachim between the center seed and the seeds along the sides. There needs to be at least a distance of 3 tefachim between seeds to not violate the prohibition of kalayim. And point number three, there's a Malchokas Amarayim regarding where the Mishnah's vegetable patch was planted. Rav said it was planted in a barren area where there was nothing around it. Rashi explains that since the Mishnah said that 4 rows were planted along the sides, that would only leave a distance of 2 tefachim between the seeds and those of an adjacent patch, given the 2 tefachim of walkways between them. Shmuel says it was planted amongst other patches, in which all the patches were planted in a staggered fashion to ensure distance of 3 tefachim between the adjacent seeds. So once again, the 3 points are number one. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the pasuk that teaches that the Rabbanan can be relied on to determine the fine points of horticulture is Lo Sasik Gvul Re'echa Asher Gavu Rishonim. Do not move the boundary of your neighbor, which the early ones marked out. The pasuk is coming to teach that one should not encroach on the boundary that the early ones established for planting. Rashi explains that planting too close to the boundary will weaken a neighbor's field. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yonasan that the early ones are those mentioned in the pasuk, El b'nei Seir ha-Chori Yoshvei Aretz. These are the sons of Seir, the Chori inhabitants of the land. Inhabitants of the land, Yoshvei Aretz teaches they knew which land was good for growing certain species. Chori teaches they could smell, merich in the land, to know which species to plant there. Chivi teaches they would taste the ground like a snake to determine what is best to plant. Point number two, Ravasi said that the 6x6 dimensions of the garden patch mentioned in the Mishnah was referring to the internal area of the patch, excluding its borders, which were used for walkways. If the borders, which were typically a tefach wide, were included in the dimensions, that would only leave an area 4x4 tefachim wide, and therefore there would only be 2 tefachim between the center seed and the seeds along the sides. There needs to be at least a distance of 3 tefachim between seeds to not violate the prohibition of kalayim. And point number three, there's Malchokas Amarayim regarding where the Mishnah's vegetable patch was planted. Rav said it was planted in a barren area where there was nothing around it. Rashi explains that since the Mishnah said that 4 rows were planted along the sides, that would only leave a distance of 2 tefachim between the seeds and those of an adjacent patch, given the 2 tefachim of walkways between them. Shmuel said it was planted amongst other patches, in which all the patches were planted in a staggered fashion to ensure a distance of 3 tefachim between the adjacent seeds. All right, so now we're going to go to Simfer Pehei, and certainly the most popular suggestion was mouth or variations of it, loudmouth, blabbermouth, a shark with a mouthful of teeth. Then we had the soft pay. We had the faux. We had also a funny suggestion from Adam Bookman from Manchester, the pH level of water, which is number 7. But we're going to go with a variation on mouth, which was suggested by Ian Mark from Woodmere and Arne Warso from Queens, who also gave us a simon yesterday. Mouth is hard to work with just alone because usually you think of something around the mouth to provide context for it, not just floating in the air. So they suggested a dentist. So we're going to have a dentist like opening the mouth or working on the mouth of a patient. So that's going to be our simon. So thank you, Ian and Aaron, once again, for a simon for Pehe, which is a dentist working on the mouth or opening up a mouth. So here goes. The dentist was shocked when he discovered a mouthful of dirt in his patient from Seir's mouth, who had just come from planting in the 6x6 internal area of his vegetable patch, staggered amongst other patches. Once again, in slow motion. The dentist was shocked when he discovered a mouthful of dirt. Dentist, mouthful, that means we're on duff, pay hey. So the dentist was shocked when he discovered a mouthful of dirt in his patient from Seir's mouth, which reminds us it was said in the name of Yochanan that the pasuk that teaches us that the Rabbanan can be relied on to determine the fine points of horticulture is lo sasi gvur re'echa asher gabu rishonim. Do not move the boundary of your neighbor, which the early ones marked out. The pasuk has come to teach that one should not encroach on the boundary that the early ones established for planting. Rashi explains the planting too close to the boundary will weaken the neighbor's field. It was said in the name of Yonasan that the early ones are those mentioned in the pasuk El b'nei Seir, ha'chori yoshvei ha'aretz. These are the sons of Seir, the chori inhabitants of the land. Inhabitants of the land, yoshvei ha'aretz teaches they knew which land was good for growing certain species. Chori teaches they could smell marich in the land to know which species to plant there. And chivi teaches they would taste the ground like a snake, a chivya, to determine what is best to plant. So the dentist was shocked when he discovered a mouthful of dirt in his patient from Seir's mouth, who had just come from planting in the 6x6 internal area of his vegetable patch, which reminds us, Ravasi said that the 6x6 dimensions of the garden patch mentioned in the Mishnah was referring to the internal area of the patch, excluding its borders, which were used for walkways. If the borders, which were typically tefach wide, were included in the dimensions, that would only leave an area of 4x4 tefachim, and therefore there would only be 2 tefachim between the center seed and the seeds along the sides. There needs to be at least a distance of 3 tefachim between seeds to not violate the prohibition of the kalayim. So the dentist was shocked when he discovered a mouthful of dirt in his patient from Seir's mouth, who had just come from planting in the 6x6 internal area of his vegetable patch, staggered amongst other patches. Which reminds us of the Malchokas Amarayim regarding where the Mishnah's vegetable patch was planted. Rav said it was planted in a barren area, where there was nothing around it. Rashi explains that since the Mishnah said that 4 rows were planted along the sides, that would only leave a distance of 2 tefachim between the seeds and those of an adjacent patch, given the 2 tefachim of walkways between them. Shmuel says it was planted amongst other patches in which all the patches were planted in a staggered fashion to ensure a distance of 3 tefachim between the adjacent seeds. So once again, the dentist was shocked when he discovered a mouthful of dirt in his patient from Seir's mouth, who had just come from planting the 6x6 internal area of his vegetable patch, staggered amongst other patches. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day, great learning, and a wonderful Yontif.